zero hour. Rest your eyes. Exercise your imagination. Today, Kim Weisskopf's health chart of an epidemic family. Dr. Rivington, presumably. Starring William Shatner. In a Mutual Broadcasting System presentation of The Zero Hour.
Brought to you by the Ford Motor Company, Schenley Industries, Matus Wine, Beechnut Chewing Tobacco, and Dial Soap. This is The Zero Hour on Mutual Radio.
This is Hugh Downs with another car buyer's report from Ford. Comparing the total cost of ownership is the only way to be sure you get your money's worth when buying a new car. And Ford says there are three important considerations that make up the total cost of ownership: purchase price, operating economy, and trade-in value. Don't overlook that last one, trade-in value. I'd like to give you some interesting facts about trade-in that are difficult for the average consumer to come by. Like the fact that based on a national average of NADA wholesale prices, both the 1973 Torino and the 1973 Gran Torino returned more of their original purchase price than their closest sales competition. The facts speak for themselves. A solid, well-made car will generally return more at trade-in. Ford says that's one of the reasons why Torino is the best-selling car in its class.
The closer you look, the better we look.
Money can buy many things, but not happiness and not health. Today, a story about greed and its inevitable conclusion, trouble. It's entitled, Dr. Rivington, presumably. Let us join the doctor now as he looks in on an elderly woman patient.
You're a fortunate woman, Mrs. Wunderlich, though I have some rather shocking news for you.
Am I going to die?
I should think sometime you will, but not in the foreseeable future, seeing as we caught it in time.
Oh, I'm so glad I came to see you. The other doctors told me it was all my imagination. Quacks, all of them.
Now, do you see this dark area on the X-ray, Mrs. Wunderlich?
Yes.
This is the beginning of what is commonly called a cancer.
Oh, no.
I've developed a method of curing cancer non-surgically. In fact, it's painless.
Oh, but it must be very expensive.
I'm afraid so, but considering I'm saving lives, $10,000 is a modest sum. You pay on the installment plan, of course. Now, according to the forms you filled out, you have a son.
Yes. Kingston Wunderlich. He's a millionaire, you know.
Well, then, you're as good as cured.
Oh, he mustn't know. I'll get the money.
Take one of these pills before every meal and at bedtime. You don't have any small children around the house.
I live with my stepson, but he's 35.
Well, I'll see you next week, then.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Dr. Rivington.
Dee Dee will show you out.
You're a lucky woman, Mrs. Wunderlich.
Oh, I know.
Kingston Wunderlich. Isn't he the one who's always giving money to charities?
He's the one.
Dinah, dear, isn't that outfit a bit extravagant? We are taking a commercial flight.
Don't change the subject, Kingston. I want to know why we have to stop and see your mother. We both know how she feels about me.
Dearest, we have to change planes there anyway. One day is not going to make any difference. Did you pack my medicine?
Oh, you're as bad as she is with your prescriptions and allergy pills.
I'm concerned about my health, and you should be too. After all, if I die, you stand to inherit a great deal of money.
Darling, don't talk like
then
that.
Then please go and change. Wear something more wife-like.
For you?
For her.
What about Clarence?
He'll be too drunk to notice either way.
You rang, sir.
Jensen, take the luggage down. Mrs. Wunderlich will be along shortly after she's dressed.
Yes, sir.
Is that all you can say? Good for you.
What do you want, a parade? The guy's a crank, I tell you.
You're wrong, Clarence. Dr. Rivington is a specialist.
Right, and I'm an astronaut.
Oh, you shouldn't be drinking so early in the day.
Go take one of your pills. Take them all.
Oh, you're a very sick young man.
Oh, that's funny coming from you.
I just don't know what to do with you. Kingston will have to decide.
I'm sick of Kingston. My whole life has been Kingston this, Kingston that. He's the sick one in this family.
Well, I'm going to ask Dr. Rivington to recommend a psychiatrist.
For Kingston?
No, for you.
Dr. Rivington, isn't that a name?
Dr. Rivington is a very nice young man. And you know, he's always smiling.
No, I don't doubt it.
Oh, well, maybe it just seems that way. Up close, I noticed he has a small scar at the side of his mouth that sort of turns up like this.
Wait. Do that again.
Like this.
Where did you hear about this doctor?
At the beauty parlor. I read about him in a pamphlet. I have his address in my purse. Are you planning to see him?
As soon as possible.
Oh, good. Maybe he can cure you of your drinking.
Yeah, and maybe he can.
May I help you?
Is the doctor in?
Oh, yes, but he's indisposed at the moment. May I... Sir, you have to make an appointment.
I don't need one. Dr. Rivington, I presume?
Clarence!
Matus Rosé, baby, kind of wine you want it to be. It's a pigment white, a candlelight wine. Just try some and see how Matus Rosé feels at home on a yacht, a backpack, motorhome, whatever you've got. You like it a lot. Try some and you'll see.
Matus is a rosé wine imported from the old world to go with everything good. It has a light, easy-to-like taste, so it makes good food even better, good people friendlier, and good times, well, just try some and see.
Try some and you'll see.
Imported by Dreyfus Ashby & Company, New York, New York. To be any kind of wine you want it to be.
Dr. Rivington, healer of the sick. I like that. You got any spirits, Doc?
Sure.
Not a very steady hand for a physician.
Here. Now, what do you want?
Oh, not much. Half.
Half? Oh, that's ridiculous.
Isn't it? I wonder if Kingston Wunderlich would think so.
Kingston Wunderlich? Who's he?
He's my brother.
But your name is Dad.
Oh, we're stepbrothers. And your name is Carlson.
Now, look, Clarence.
Oh, this sure beats bogus encyclopedias. You always were resourceful, Carlson. That disappearing act of yours wasn't bad either.
Well, you were drinking up the profits. I couldn't trust you any longer.
But you can now. You're going to have to.
Kingston, you're a panic. But you do look a little pale around the gill.
Well, that's why Diane and I are going to the Virgin Islands to let the sun bake us to a golden brown.
Oh, my son, the Globetrotter.
Darling, shouldn't we be getting back to the hotel soon?
No, we have time.
Oh, you'll stay for lunch. I have cucumber sandwiches. They say cucumbers are good for stamina.
Oh, Ma, we'd love to.
Kingston.
Well, run along if you must, dear.
I have some shopping to do. You two enjoy yourselves.
Well, it was wonderful seeing you again, my dear.
A rare treat. Give my love to Clarence.
Oh, an impossible woman. I've said that from the beginning.
Mother, please.
She's the type Clarence would find attractive.
By the way, where is Clarence?
He went to see a doctor.
Clarence went to a doctor? What are those pills, Mother?
Oh, these? Oh, nothing. Just a diet supplement.
Oh.
Yes. Clarence went to see a specialist about his drinking.
That doesn't sound like Clarence.
He's reforming. He told me he may even look for a job.
Dinah?
Clarence.
What are you doing in town? Are you with Kingston?
Would you like a drink, sir?
I'll have what she's having. Make it a double. Where's Kingston?
At your mother's. Where else?
Too bad cancer is not contagious.
What do you mean? The old bag has cancer?
Not really, but she thinks she does. And she doesn't want Kingston to know.
Ah, too bad it's not the real thing.
Well, I've got a deal with the doctor. She's going to have a long bout with the disease, but she'll recover.
Does she have to?
What do you have in mind?
I can see that the money goes directly to you, Clarence.
I'm with you so far.
Then, after a period of time, we'll,
Well, that could be arranged.
Good. Then it's settled?
Almost. I have a return favor to ask.
I'm listening.
You say you and Kingston are leaving town tomorrow. Could you postpone it, say, 3-4 days, a week?
I don't see how.
If you were to come down with something, a virus,
yeah.
One that confines you to your hotel room, what floor did you say you were on?
10th floor.
And if Kingston were to discover that his mother had terminal cancer, he'd be very depressed. Maybe even suicidal.
I couldn't push him out the window.
I could. Then that cancer might just kick in sooner than anyone thought.
Just our luck. We finally hook into a prime sucker and this Dabs has to show up. Can't we do something about him?
Indubitably.
Huh?
Without question, beyond the shadow of a doubt, yes.
Well, what then?
Clarence, Mr. Dabs, is a highly predictable character, a lush.
Don't put that away. I need a drink.
Not from this bottle. This is Mr. Dabs's private stock.
Huh?
One shot of this, and he won't bother us anymore. You see, Dee Dee, we're going to kill him.
Now, I work thick and thick, and I'll never get rich, but I've learned me a lesson or two. You judge a good man by the dirt on his hands and beech nuts the tobacco you chew. Since I was a kid, each thing that I did helped teach me what I'm telling you. When you fight, it's to win. When you're right, don't give in. And beech nuts the tobacco you chew. Great thing about being raised around here is they raise you on beech nut chewing tobacco. Like they say, beech nut's the tobacco to chew because it just keeps on getting better, moister, more satisfying. Beech nut's all you ever need to learn about chewing tobacco. Now, Poppy might yell, but he taught us it well, and most things he said I still do. I live by my word, don't repeat what I've heard, and beech nuts the tobacco I chew.
Mrs. Wunderlich.
Oh, I want to thank you so much, Doctor, for giving Clarence a job. He must be very busy. He hasn't had a drink in 2 days.
Mrs. Wunderlich.
Is that my new X-ray?
Yes, and I'm afraid it could be better. As you can see, the dark area has not cleared.
Oh, is this it, Doctor? Am I washed up?
Oh, by no means, Mrs. Wunderlich. I have something far more potent. These pills have never failed.
Oh, aren't they colorful?
The dosage is the same as the others. However, the recovery period is slightly longer. And then the matter of money. They're exactly twice as expensive.
Well, money is no object when it comes to health. My son will take care of me.
Ah, good. When you come in next week, I'm certain we'll have more positive results.
How do you feel, Mother?
Well, the doctor says I'll pull through. Look.
Goodbye, Mrs. Wunderlich.
Goodbye, dear. Oh, Clarence, will you be home for dinner this evening? Kingston promised to be there.
How can he be? Dinah's still sick.
Well, he said she'd be looked after.
I'll try.
I'll expect you.
Don't wait up, you old hag.
No respect, Clarence.
Clarence, would you like a drink?
No, thanks.
Oh, but you must. We'll drink a toast to cancer.
I said no. I've got to have a clear head today. There's some business I have to take care of. Family business.
Kingston, open a window, please. It's so stuffy in here.
Take your pills first. Those three on the dressing room table.
Where did these come from?
Mother. She swears by them.
There. Now, will you please open the window?
Yes, dear. I'll be having dinner with Mother.
How is she?
Very sick, I'm afraid. She has cancer.
How terrible. You don't seem upset.
Well, I'm not really. The man who told her is a quack. He calls himself Dr. Rivington, but he's an old con man named Carlson. Clarence used to work with him.
What? Kingston, I'm not sure I feel at all well.
Oh, lie down, dearest. Those pills will make you sleep.
I can't see.
Please, Dinah, get back in bed.
What have you done? Kingston, you poisoned me.
So I have.
Oh, Kingston.
Mother was right.
Clarence.
She's dead. He did it. He must have. Why would she kill herself?
Now, Clarence, get hold of yourself. Who's dead?
He's mad, I tell you. He killed that beautiful girl. He kills all.
He slashed.
Now's our chance. Clarence, you need a drink.
No. Yes. He must know about her. About us.
Here. Now, you drink this. You'll feel better.
Yes.
Have another.
That was stronger stuff than I thought.
Someone's coming.
Quick, shut the door.
Excuse me, nurse. Is the doctor in?
We're closed.
Ah, Dr. Rivington. I'm Kingston Wonderlick. It's a pleasure. I see my stepbrother's here. Out like a light.
Yes, Mr. Wonderlick. He's had a few too many.
Poor Clarence. Dead to the world.
He's just drunk.
Yes, of course. I wanted to stop by and thank you personally for the wonderful way you've treated my mother, Mrs. Wonderlick. I'll do all that's in my power to see that you receive a grant to further your research.
My research?
Yes, in the treatment of chronic hypochondriacs.
I'd appreciate that, sir.
Oh, I'm in a frightful hurry at the moment. There's a plane waiting for me. I wonder if you'd be so kind as to do me one small favor.
I'd be honored.
Since you're closing for the day anyway, could you drop my stepbrother off at home and put him to bed? Here's the key to the house and the address.
Oh, well, it's the least we could do. Yes, we'll do it right now.
Oh, I wonder if I might use your telephone.
Certainly, go right ahead. We'll be going now. Come on, Dee Dee. Grab his legs. Mr. Wonderlick, be sure to turn out the light when you leave.
Will do. Ciao. Hello, please. I want to report a murder. Yes, a man and a woman. Ma, I'm so glad you decided to come with me to the islands. It's good for you to get away.
Oh, yes. Especially after all that happened. I still can't get over that nice Dr. Rivington and his pretty nurse, murderers. Oh, well, I still have you, Kingston.
When we get back to the States, you'll move in with me. I'll take care of you, Ma.
Oh, dear. I do believe I'm coming down with something.
Aren't you glad?
Glad is what happens when you use Dial soap.
Aren't you glad?
It starts right out with a clean, fresh scent that's like nothing else.
Aren't you glad?
To get you going clean and fresh.
Aren't you glad? 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 Aren't you glad?
washes away the cause of odor on your skin. You just can't buy a better deodorant soap than Dial. And that's saying something. I'm Rod Serling. Close your eyes, exercise your imagination, and join us again on our next presentation of The Zero Hour.
Dr. Rivington, presumably, is an original radio drama adapted by Kim Weisskopf. William Shatner was heard as Kingston Wunderlich. Featured in the cast were Irene Tedrow, Sam Edwards, Ellie Robbins, Marvin Miller, and Alice Backus. Zero Hour, created by J.M. Colas, directed by Don Hills, is produced in Hollywood for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Radio Productions Incorporated. Music is composed and conducted by Stanley D. Hoffman, Rochelle Sherman, associate producer. This has been a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.